This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Should a judge who admits to an affair with a subordinate, an affair that included multiple sexual encounters in his court chambers, lose his job? That's the case in front of the state's highest court involving a Western Massachusetts district court judge named Thomas Estes. Justices will decide the punishment, ranging from a sanction to an indefinite suspension that could lead to his ouster. If he is removed, then it would be the first time in more than 40 years that a judge has been removed. WBUR's Ali Jarmanning tells us what the justices heard today.
Judge Estes' attorney, David Hoos, admits his client made some bad decisions, having sexual relations with a court employee, in his chambers, using his official court email to arrange the encounters. But Hoos doesn't think that's enough to warrant Estes losing his job, a post he's held since 2014. Instead, Estes is looking to serve a four-month suspension and get back to hearing cases in Belchertown. Hoos says there's nothing to indicate the judge's relationship with social worker Tammy Cagle affected his decisions in the Pittsfield Drug Court, where she was part of the team weighing the cases of those with addictions.
If there were evidence, Justice Estes, conduct after hours in the courthouse with Ms. Cagle affected his abilities on the bench, affected decisions on the bench, we would be in a very different position here.
In Massachusetts, judges are appointed for life. No reappointments, no elections. Howard Neff, head of the Commission on Judicial Conduct, says that makes it even more important for the SJC to take the most severe action and indefinitely suspend Estes. Otherwise,
not only will the public not necessarily trust the administration of justice in Judge Estes' courtroom, but indeed the public, to a degree at least, will not trust the administration of justice of the judiciary in general as long as he is allowed to wear a robe in Massachusetts.
There's another issue that the court isn't weighing, but as Hoos put it, is the elephant in the room. Cagle says she was sexually harassed by Judge Estes and pressured into continuing the relationship. She has a lawsuit pending against him in federal court. Both Estes and Cagle were in the John Adams courthouse for the unusual proceedings. Cagle sat about 15 feet behind the judge and later faced the press. She let her attorney, Leonard Keston, do the talking. Keston called it pure chutzpah that Estes hasn't resigned and let the case get this far.
I have told multiple clients that the first time you unzip in a situation like this, that's the end of your career. After that, it's just a question of when.
The legislature and governor will have final say on whether Estes' career as a judge is over after the SJC makes its recommendation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ali Jarmanning.